That was Freewheelin' Walking from the record of the same name released this past summer by The Brooks, a funk, soul, and rhythm and blues band on the Indica Records label. I spoke with vocalist Alan Prater over Skype. Alan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Well, somewhat. My father was a gospel singer, and my mother sang a little bit, you know, in the church. And quiet in church, and but me and my siblings didn't participate in any of that. But eventually, I got into music myself, just by chance, I guess. But in that through high school, junior high school, and high school, I started playing instruments, playing horns and stuff, and playing drums. And that's how it all started. So I guess it's from a young age, yeah.
How did you come together with the rest of the guys to form the Brooks?
With the Brooks, I never heard of them. They were together before me, and they were doing some gigs at a local spot in Montreal, and I was invited to come do a set with them by a friend. And so when I got there, I had never met them or anything. I met maybe one or two of them individually, but I didn't remember I did. But anyway, I came to the set, and they had my tunes I was going to do and whatever. And they started their show with an instrumental, and my first time hearing them, it was like, whoa, wait a minute, these guys are a little too out of the loop to be playing this kind of music. And it was just like really old school soul kind of vibe. And it kind of piqued my interest really, 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 really crazy. And I got hooked from the moment I heard them play, man. The first song they played, like I said, it was all instrumental, but the vibe was so crazy. And it was right in my wheelhouse. So that's how it started. And they, Alex Lapointe, the leader of the band, he gave me some music of theirs that they were recording and about to mix an album, instrumental album for themselves. And I took it home, listened to it when I got home, and a couple of songs got me right away, so I put the lyrics to them. And when I put lyrics to one song, I sent it to him overnight, and the next morning he woke up and he had it, and he thought it was special. And the next morning I sent another one, and he thought it was special, so then they asked me to be a feature on the record, and that's how I started.
So the band released an instrumental album in 2014, a full-length called Pain and Bliss in 2016, and the latest record, Freewheelin' Walkin', just this past summer. Do you feel there's been any change in your sound with the new music?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's definitely a change. Like I said, it's more collaborative now than it was before, because I went down before. But it's definitely a change, you know, it's a change of time, even especially with myself and lyric content, is, you know, we experience things every day, and I kind of write things that I can see or hear from people, and I feel myself and, you know, real experiences, but most likely fun experiences at the same time, more sensitive experiences. But it definitely changes. It changes every record.
What can you tell me about your song "Live Free"?
Live Free. That song, that's got a kind of Curtis Mayfield sort of feel. It's mostly a positive kind of, you know, outlook about just doing what you do and not be afraid to do what you do and be who you are and to live free, and things will come to you. So really nothing is so profound or so deeply, but it's more uplifting song, you know, just being who you are and give yourself a chance at life, or whatever your endeavor is, give yourself a chance at it by putting yourself in it, you know, and you find out that you can live a lot freer that way. That's what it comes about.